Shvius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 2-4. This is the third and final in the series of listing of things that one may do in the sixth year, although they're forbidden in the seventh year, Midrabanan, and one could do it all the way until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. The Mishnah says, Mezamin etzenatios. Zuama is something that is filthy or polluting. So Mezamin is a verb. It's something along the lines of to apply something disgusting to netios, to saplings. So two pshat in the Baruch Tanur brings, either it means that you have a sapling whose like bark had peeled off, and therefore to give it like an artificial skin, you apply some animal dung, and since animal dung is disgusting, hence the mezamin. The other pshat is that one applies something sort of stinky and disgusting to the tree to get rid of some sort of pest that's on it, you know, like some sort of insect infestation or something. V'karchen osan, you also can wrap. Korech is to wrap. You can wrap them, meaning you can wrap netios, trees. Tupshatim here, either it means to sort of cover them, wrap them up, something to protect them from the heat and direct sunlight in the summer and the cold in the winter. The other pshat is, because they're, you know, small and fledgling netios need protection. The other pshat is that korech is to wrap up, like if the branches are drooping down and they're going to grow towards the ground, you want to pull them up, so you kind of bind them upwards, that they grow in the right direction upwards. Second pshat in korech and osan. And the kotmin osan, you can also be kotem them, the tios, so two pshatim here. Either kitma means like ashes, like for example in Shabbos, you talk about grufa uktuma, that the oven should be garuf, raked, or katum, have ashes spread upon it. So that would be spreading ashes on the natia, on the sapling. The other pshat, for those who think that's the exact same thing as we just said two Mishnayos ago, that about ma'avkin, applying dust, that would be the same thing. So second pshat in kotmin would be to in sukkis, when you have the lachas of the arbaminim. So if you're lulav, or your hados, whatever it is niktam rosho. If it's niktam, is like the top is clipped off. So kotmin osan would mean to clip off the ends of the branches of the saplings to stimulate the sap to go there. Va'osnem babatim, and you can also make for them batim. A batim is like literally houses, so it would mean make houses for them. And the bartender gives that as a second shot to make sort of like a sukkah to protect the sapling from the sun. But the first try he brings is when it puts like a fence perimeter around the saplings. It's just like, say, an amahai, and then he fills that enclosed area with soil to sort of give a more firm home, if you will, in the ground to the sapling. That's the first try he gives. And also umashkin osan, and one can water them at Rosh Hashanah. You can apply, you know, water the trunks of these saplings up until Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadok is makel, and he says, af mashka hein, as a nof b'shvias. You could even water these saplings on shvias proper, provided that you water them not at the trunk, which is normal, but rather on the nof, on the branches. Of a lo esa ikar, you can't apply water directly to the trunk of the trees, because those, that would be the normal way, and that's, you know, usar on Shemitah, midrabanan. But the halach is not like him. He thought, since it's a shinoi, it's a strain, it's not the normal way of watering a sapling, and indeed they're sensitive and need it, you're sort of protecting it, so it would be permissible. But the halach is like the Tanakama, which is no watering even on the branches come the seventh year proper Shemitah.